This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, keys to a win over the Baltimore Ravens. I think this game really is decided in one area of the field more than any other, and that would be the red zone. The better red zone team wins on Sunday. Of course, there are scenarios in which you end up, you know, giving up possessions before you get to the red zone with turnovers, with penalties, but both teams, all right, are going to be able to move the football more likely than not. Both teams have been excellent in the red zone their last three games. The Ravens, number one in the NFL. Washington, sixth in the NFL over their last three games. This game comes down to two teams who move the ball up and down the field between the 20s. But when they get to the red zone, who forces the most field goal attempts wins? Who gets a fourth down stop more than the other team wins the game? I don't see a lot of punts in this game. I see a lot of yards, maybe a clock that runs, maybe, you know, balls that don't hit the ground, maybe a faster game, maybe a lower possession count game. You know, Washington had a seven possession game against the Giants because they didn't punt, a six possession game against the Bengals because they didn't punt, and a nine-possession game against the Cardinals. That is less than the average number of possessions, far less than you typically get on, you know, when you have the ball. You get about 10.5 to 11 possessions a game on average in the NFL. Washington's been playing fewer possessions because they don't give up the ball very much. So I see that kind of a game. I see a seven or an eight-possession game for each team. And the team that attempts more field goals probably loses. Who scores touchdowns versus who kicks field goals is probably the difference in this game. Now, a couple of things that you would like to see Washington do, you know, in between the 20s. If you assume that you're going to get moved on, you got to somehow slow down the run. I'm not sure Washington can do much to slow down Baltimore. I really don't. I'm not confident that they have figured it out defensively. I know some of you are. I think last week is a major head fake. Cleveland, horrible on offense. Just terrible at the quarterback position. The week before, go figure, Arizona decides they're not going to run their quarterback at all against Washington. They did it against San Francisco. Did Washington have a lot to do with that, containing him in the pocket? Sure, there was some of that, but they didn't run him on any called runs or designed runs or option runs in the game, Kyler Murray. So I can't take a lot of the last two games and turn it into, I'm super confident now they figured it out defensively. They're still not turning the ball over. They don't get takeaways. And they're playing the best offensive team they have played all year long. Cincinnati was good. Cincinnati didn't punt. All right. Cincinnati versus Washington came down to a couple of field goal attempts and a missed field goal by Cincinnati. That was the difference in the game. I see something similar to that on Sunday. But with the Ravens, if you don't slow down the run, which I think will be very hard to do, but if you don't perhaps sell out to slow down the run, then you are vulnerable to 12, 13, 14 play drives at 5-plus yards per carry with 5-6 minutes eaten off the clock. That's 5 to 6 minutes your own offense isn't on the field. I'm not advocating selling out to stop the run and taking, you know, your lumps on big plays and let them score on 60-yard touchdowns. It just would be painful, and Baltimore does this to teams. It would be painful to see Henry for 6, Jackson on a keeper on a read option for 5 more, Justice Hill on a quick swing pass for 6 more, you know, and just see methodically from the 30-yard line, 70-yard, 12, 13, 14 play drives eating up 5-6 minutes of time. I'm concerned about what Washington will do defensively to slow down the run. Baltimore's in 12 personnel, 13 personnel with a 300-pound fullback in Patrick Ricard a lot of the time. Washington's been in nickel primarily. Now, most teams don't play base defense the majority of the time, but Washington's been in nickel and in dime a lot of the time. Can you stop the run with 5 defensive backs on the field? Maybe. Maybe their best tacklers are actually some of their safeties. It's going to be interesting to see what Washington chooses to do in an effort to slow down the run. Who knows? Maybe they choose to do less than I am thinking, and they'll just try to gut it out and tough it out once Baltimore gets to the red zone. That may be Baltimore's attack defensively as well. We'll bend and we won't break when you get to a condensed field when the field shortens when you get to the red zone. It's going to be interesting, though, to see how Washington matches up personnel. Will we see more base defense, more 3 linebackers on the field? I doubt it. I think Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn want their best players on the field, and I don't think that includes typically 3 linebackers. But, man, Baltimore can just run it down your throat. This idea that they figured it all out against a Cleveland team that was just lacking in imagination and lacking in talent and lacking in health on offense, I think would be massively misdirected if taken that way. But slowing it down a little, you know, perhaps, you know, not getting gashed for 5-6 yards, 7 yards per carry, I think that would be important to the psyche, if anything else. Baltimore doesn't need to run it to move it. We saw some of that last week. Lamar Jackson, exceptional from the pocket last week versus blitz pressure and versus normal 4-man rushes. I thought he looked about as good as he's looked as a passer last week. By the way, a playmaker as well. Number 3. Washington beats Baltimore if. You know, this is one of those games when you are an underdog for a reason. You know, Baltimore probably is the more complete team right now, although I think the offenses are very comparable. I don't think Baltimore defensively is what they were last year by a long shot, especially in their secondary. But in these games, when you go in as that team, you need a couple of things to go your way. You know, I talked about this earlier in the week when we first started to think about this game, and I was thinking about it in terms of, you know, who forces field goals? Who forces the surprise punt in the game? Well, sometimes the field goal attempt or the surprise punt in a game between two explosive offensive teams is a penalty that derails it. Although these two teams don't seem to be derailed by penalties much. They are totally capable of overcoming 2nd and 20, 3rd and 15. They have. But if you can get a penalty, even if it doesn't really look like a penalty. A lot of penalties don't look like penalties. You got to be on the right side of those. That holding call where they go to the replay and Nance and Romo say, I didn't see anything there. I think that was a good block. Yeah, but now it's first and 20 instead of second and two. You know, they need some of those. Obviously, winning the turnover battle to shorten a drive or to take away a possession would be huge in this game. When you go back, you know, over these four games, you know, take the Arizona game and the Cleveland games kind of out because those were one-sided blowouts. But the Giant game really was won because of a punch-out by Benjamin St. Juice on Devin Singletary on the first drive of the third quarter. They stole a possession, you know, and it was crucial in a game in which they won with a walk-off field goal. In Cincinnati, they got a really big play by Sanristil and Chin, and they forced a 48-yard field goal that Cincinnati Evan McPherson missed. That was massive in the game. These are the kinds of things that you probably need one or two of. You need something to just slow down, derail a drive, force an unexpected punt, or force that unexpected field goal when they're rolling. Because there are going to be drives where Baltimore starts out at their own 30-yard line after we kick off, hopefully, after we kick off. And they start at their 25 or their 30 or their 33-yard line, and they're just motoring it down the field. And then you need something. And we see it in the NFL every week, even with really good offensive teams. It's like, what? That wasn't offensive pass interference. That wasn't holding. And all of a sudden, they're trying to overcome a first and long or second and long situation. If you get them into those situations, you've got to find a way to get off the field. I don't think this game is that difficult in terms of viewing it. It, of course, will end up being something totally different than what we're talking about because the NFL kind of takes on, you know, a different look every week from team to team, game to game. So it'll probably be, you know, a low scoring 17-14 defensive battle, but that's not what it looks like going in. What it looks like going in is two teams that haven't been stopped offensively for several weeks in a row, that have vulnerabilities defensively, and this is like the team with the ball at the end wins. The team that ends up kicking more field goals loses. The team that has a possession stolen from them by a bad penalty call and ends up having to punt is, you know, all of a sudden potentially in a two-score deficit. Or rather than going up two scores, it remains a one-score, you know, game. It's those things to me that kind of define this game going in. It's not a lot harder than that. Now, how do you get those red zone stops? It's going to be interesting defensively to see how Washington plays it. When they are in that condensed field situation, are they in nickel? Do they, you know, do they basically spread it out in coverage? Do they load the box and dare, you know, Jackson to beat them with a slant to one of their tight ends, a fade to Zay Flowers, you know, in hopes that he doesn't connect on a couple of those throws in a tightly condensed situation? Offensively, how creative does Cliff Kingsbury have to be when they get into that red zone? They've got, you know, a cheat code, but the other team has one as well, because it's the second play, you know, the extension off the first play in the red zone that often is the difference between touchdowns and field goals. This matchup is big time, but it really doesn't seem super nuanced or super complicated going in. Both of these offenses are rolling. Both of these defenses have struggled here recently. I still am not confident in Washington's defense, despite what many think after the Cleveland game in particular. And it's about, you know, stealing a possession here or there, forcing a field goal attempt versus giving up a touchdown, getting a phantom holding or a phantom offensive PI penalty to derail a drive. I think that's what it comes down to. I think it's going to be one of those games that's fast moving. I think Washington, even though they probably won't run the ball effectively against Baltimore, will be able to throw the football, will be able to throw short, quick game against Baltimore, run extension throws, which we've seen at times. Really looking forward to seeing the matchup. I don't think it's high-level chess in this game. I think it's a couple of breaks and a couple of big plays on defense by either team without much being expected that ends up being the difference. Of course, you can't give the ball away. Those are possessions where more likely than not, they're going to result in scores for the other team that would put the game out of balance in terms of you want to stay matching. You know, they score, you got to score. Or you score, they come back, then you got to get another one. You got to stay ahead of them. Be aggressive. Oh, I broke down this last thing. You've got to be aggressive in the final 2 minutes of the first half if you have the football. There is no, you know, laying off, giving your team an extra possession in the game. You have to steal as many opportunities possession-wise as you can in this game. You do not want to be one short than you should have been. You do not want to end up in the locker room at halftime with timeouts that you should have taken on defense, and by the time you got the ball back, you decided to knee it out in the first half and take two timeouts with you. No. This has to be a stay aggressive in terms of giving your offense as many chances as possible. Because I think if they do, I think they'll score 27+. All right. Your thoughts. Keys to a win over Baltimore and a prediction for the game. Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can download us via the Odyssey app. Take us wherever you want. Listen to us whenever you want. If you listen to the podcast of this show later on today, if you don't mind, give us a quick Apple rating and review. Really helps us out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Same on Spotify. Follow us as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.